Good morning. Peace be with you. Thank you. And proclaim to all, the kingdom of God is at hand for you. How important it is to realize that so many do not understand that the kingdom of God is for them as well. I was really blessed as a kid to grow up in a close-knit neighborhood, a neighborhood where going across people's yards and eating lunch at different places was just commonplace. You knew everything about everyone else, and you knew who they were and who you could trust, and it was always a great pleasure, except in our neighborhood, you were not allowed to go down around the bend. Now, I don't know what was down around the bend, because I was a good kid and never went down around the bend. But nevertheless, our neighborhood was like so many back in those days, ones that you can reflect upon and tell stories. And there was always iconic people who would be topics of stories when one would gather later after moving away. And we had such a person in our neighborhood. Her name was Grandma Gertrude Pucciarelli. And she was an iconic figure in our neighborhood because of what things that she would do and say that just simply allowed you to realize how important your faith was in your life. She would say things like this always: life is hard, but for those who embrace the cross of Jesus Christ, who embrace Jesus crucified, will be given the gifts of peace and mercy. When we carry the cross with Christ, you will experience his peace. And he will give you his mercy for the times that you fail and fall. She would also say that each and every person in our neighborhood and in the world around us will experience tragic or many blessings. And no matter whether it's tragic or good fortune, she said, each person still must make a choice to allow God to be the center of their lives. She always was at Mass daily, if could be, but definitely on Sunday, the sixth pew on the right-hand side, right next to the second station where Jesus accepts his cross. Many people called her Grandma Gertrude, but most of us knew her as the Easter Seal Lady. Remember the Easter Seals? If you went to Catholic school, Easter seals were the little stamps that you sold both at Christmas and at Easter, and the money collected went for children who were in need. And if you sold the most stamps, you would win the wonderful prize of a 2-inch statue of the Blessed Mother. It was the thing that you wanted. Well, we used to call her the Easter Seal Lady because she would buy everybody's Easter seals. And after school, we would line up in her yard, and she would just buy stamp after stamp after stamp. But it was a part of her mission. The Easter seals were a part of her mission because she had a grandson who also would become iconic in our neighborhood. His name was Vincent, named after her husband who had died 20 years before her grandson's birth. She never called him Vincent. She called him Santino, because Santino means my little saint. And he was her little saint. And Santino went to Grandma's house all the time because he loved the things that he would find there. Grandma would be like what we call today a pack rat, I guess. She was a hoarder. But all she hoarded was her subscriptions to Catholic magazines. Two that I remember specifically, Leaves by the Marian Old Fathers and the Antonians by the Franciscans. But she would never throw any of them away because the stories were valuable, the lessons to learn, and the saints to come to hold. Also, she would have a stack of cards, holy cards, that she would get from the funeral home when she would visit family, friends, and neighbors. And the stack of holy cards became really her address book. She would have them packed away in different novena books, but she would use them so that when she would send out her Easter cards, she would not forget anyone. And Santino's job was to put the Easter seal next to the U.S. stamp and one on the back for every card. And he would often ask her, Grandma, why do you send the Easter cards? Everybody sends Christmas cards. And she says, because Christmas cards And Christmas means many different things to people. But Easter only means one thing, that Jesus conquered sin and death. It's about his resurrection. So Santino learned from his grandmother the importance of what Jesus is saying in the gospel today, that we are the other 72. We are called to go out and share in the mission of Christ. Another thing she would say in that mission, and you've heard me say this many times, is where your shadow falls. You don't have to go far from where you are to be missionaries of Christ. Little Santino took this seriously. And when his grandmother passed away, when he was about 11, 12 years old, they were cleaning out her house, right? You know, bulldozer size kind of cleanup. He says, no, I want all of her magazines. I want them all. Because that was going to become his mission. And we knew him as the dispatcher of Catholic teaching. And this is how it worked for him. See, back in our day, the newspaper boys had routes and they made the money, but then you worked your way into that job as a substitute, okay? And as a substitute newspaper carrier, there was only 2 days a week that you were ever asked to be the carrier, right? Wednesdays and Fridays. Wednesday was the day that they had the extra stuffings. You had to actually stuff all the papers, and then you ended up carrying two heavy sacks. So the kid that had the route always gave that day away. And of course, Friday, because you had to collect for the papers. Of course, not at Christmas time. The regular carrier did that. But Santino took this as an important job, and he made it his mission. What he decided he was going to do on Wednesdays, when he had to stack the papers and stuff them, he would stuff either one of Grandma's magazines, The Leaves or Antonian's, or one of the other Catholic magazines in the newspaper, figuring everybody else has an ad, I'll put my own in. Could you imagine trying to do that today? And that's how he got his name known as the dispatcher of Catholic teaching. And then on Fridays, he would gather the bulletins from the week before in church, and he would hand out bulletins when he would collect. And he would point out the different things that were happening. He was always very aware of what Grandma said. Whether people's lives are filled with tragedy or good fortune, they were always called to make a decision whether God was going to be the center of their lives. And Wednesday was not only garbage day, but now it became Catholic day. And we look forward to getting these different magazines. He'd drag the garbage cans up to the house for those who couldn't do it and deliver his papers. And the thing that I think everyone remembered was when he invited everybody to his confirmation mass. I think he was just trying to see who would come, who had not been there, perhaps, for many years. And when he was called and drafted into the army to serve in Vietnam, he continued his little saint ministry. Santino became one of the medics in Vietnam, and he used it as an opportunity to remember what Grandma said. When one is carrying the cross, they are given peace and mercy. And he had written many times back to the parish priest how he gave peace and mercy to men on their last hour, in their last breath. And Santino returned home after Vietnam, unfortunately, like many soldiers did, with a flag draped over his coffin. And everybody came to his funeral mass. And the priest made sure that we remembered that he was Gertrude's little saint, and that his ministry was no further than his shadow. And he never forgot that his gift of peace and mercy was not his alone, but one to share. So what should be our mission then when we hear Jesus calling us to be the other, to be the 72, to go out? I think first and foremost it has to be this, that we believe what St. Paul tells us in the Galatians, what Grandma Gertrude said. If you embrace the cross, the gift of peace and mercy is yours. Peace when you're carrying it with his presence, and mercy when you fail. You have to believe that first before you can share those gifts with others. Secondly, become Santino. Become little Saint Santino. Make the mission yours. There's always plenty of bulletins at the end of Mass. Put them in the mail to somebody that you know. Stick them in someone's mailbox. Don't be afraid to share your peace that you gain here. Jesus says, if they don't accept it, it'll come back to you. Nothing lost. And mercy. How many people need to know that the kingdom of God is at hand for them? They really don't know that it is for them as well. I even put out some extra magnets with the mask schedule on. Take those. You know, go through your neighborhood. Put them on the back of every car. No, I'm just kidding. That would be kind of cool, though. But many of you are on Facebook. You know, share the link of the welcome that's on our website. Allow people, perhaps maybe, to hear one of the homilies that you found meaningful. Do what Christ is asking you to do. Peace and mercy is yours, but it is to be shared. And finally, I'd ask you to do this. When you receive Holy Communion today, and when you go back to your place, I want you to pray for two people that you know, whether they're family, friends, or neighbors, who are in need of peace or mercy. See, because that's how the mission begins from here. Because when you hear the words at the end of Mass, go forth and proclaim Christ's love with your life, you're already focused and know that it does not have to be any further than where your shadow falls. For you are the other 72, and you are called to share those gifts. And I promise, in Santino's memory and Grandma Gertrude's memory, I will do the same.